It's Kathy Forstey reporting from the Far West Conference in Oakland, California. I have the great pleasure of chatting with two friends of ours here at the conference, Pam and Chad. Thanks for so much for sitting down and chatting for a few minutes.
Intense pleasure here, huh?
Yeah, it's not song, but it's communicating.
Yeah. So this is your first Far West. How many times have you been out here?
It's my first official Far West. It's not his by any means, because he's played with so many acts that are iconic here at Far West. James Lee Stanley and Freebo, et cetera, et cetera. And so I've joined him a couple of times, but this time was the first time that we said, you know what, let's do the whole nine yards. So we produced this CD quickly, like in the last, you know, couple of months, because it's been long overdue, and we have our lifestyle in Los Angeles where we are constantly performing. We do mainstream, we do old country, we do new country. He does so much jazz and Americana with other artists, but the two of us do our singer-songwriter circle of venues, and then also play the clubs and private parties doing, you know, country and dance music. But this Folk Alliance and Far West is so unique to the germination of new songs and new thought, and we need to jump in with both feet.
Yeah. So is this your first time here then?
This is my first official time. Uh-huh. Yes, I was in Kansas City, Missouri in February. Were you there?
Yes, we were there.
Oh,
uh-huh.
My goodness, I could not believe my eyes.
It was crazy.
You could have walked.
Yeah, and so I joined Chad because he was there with Freebo again, and played with a myriad of other acts there as well.
David Amram, even.
Oh,
what an honor. David Amram, American treasure.
Yeah. So tell us, what instruments do you play?
Well, I started on trombone in 1963, and because my parents had always played music, so I knew there was an upright bass, so I went on to upright bass, and we had the old practically plywood board looking Wurlitzer electric piano. So I've moved on to keyboards and guitar. Mandolin is a real passion of mine. Mm-hmm. And writing songs that incorporate all those different instruments and styles, whether it's Appalachian or the jazz of Pat Metheny, you know, our Midwestern brother.
Yeah. Great. So what's your instrument, your main instrument?
I really just play rhythm guitar. I also teach singing in L.A. in the San Fernando Valley, and have a business, Valley Vocal Coach, which is flourishing, and I'm so delighted after all of these years of singing. I might be a better teacher than I am a singer, except that it's hard to teach passion. It's easier to teach the academics of pitch, breathing, diction, but putting the passion, and then the songwriting is also another aspect of what I do. And I see, you know, how the skill level has to be there, almost at birth. You know, it's kind of a tough thing to teach, but it's called Valley Vocal Coach, and so I love that. But what I really do is sing and perform. So when I'm not teaching, then he and I are either doing singer-songwriter circles or off to a gig, corporate parties and fairs and weddings.
So how did the two of you meet? How'd you hook up?
Oddly enough, it was 1986. I remember it clearly. Late March at a Marlboro-sponsored Battle of the Bands country western contest. And I was with a bunch called the Doo-Wah Riders, bless their hearts. That's why I stayed in L.A. Went in for a week of sessions and got hired by that band, and I stayed in L.A. And 2 years later, I met the beautiful Pam Lowe, who had a band called Pamlo and Hipshot. They were also in the contest. And we started working together back then. And I guess, well, we've only been married 13 years, but we had a long rehearsal. So from the late 80s to about 2003, worked off all the rough edges, obviously. Didn't we, dear?
We certainly have.
And various, like she was saying, different gigs brought us together, and we started hiring each other. I use her on independent projects. I produce other acts. In fact, I wanted to make sure to slip this in there. Our dear friend Robert Morgan Fisher was one of the first acts that you guys played. I produced his last three albums. And he's the one that said, surely you've heard of Casey Cafe, at, you know, from Lee's Summit, where I spent my ninth grade. So Robert and other acts I wanted to leave with you here, Lauren Hart. Okay. And Richard Schumacher, some other friends of ours in L.A. They passed through our band, Pamlo and Hipshot, the Chad Watson band. We've been playing together since the late 80s. Mm-hmm. And we encourage original songwriting. And then I encourage them to have me produce them and have Pam sing backup.
Yeah.
And here we are on KC Cafe, coming full circle from the summer of 68 to winter 2015, doing the same thing we've loved since we were children.
Yeah. So how did you get out here to California from the Midwest?
Well, I was Charlie Rich's bass player for 15 years, and his son, like a little brother, Alan Rich, said, "Hey, if I flew you out to L.A., would you record with me for a few days, and then you can go back to touring the South?" Well, I came out for the weekend, and he said, "You ought to pick up a Music Connection magazine. It always has a page of musicians wanted, and they may need a bass player while you're here." So I picked it up at 7-Eleven, and my life has not been the same since. It said, "Wanted a bass player for unusual funky trio with a touch of," what did it say? "With a folk jazz trio with a touch of funk." It was Cornelius Bumpus from the Doobie Brothers and Jillian Gardner on guitar, and they needed a bass player. So I got with them, and we recorded some demos that week. And Cornelius said, "Hey, what is it you want to do?" I said, "Well, I'm just recording all week. Then I'm going back to Mississippi for a house gig." Mm-hmm. And he said, "Well, if you could do anything in L.A., what would you do?" And I said, "Country." He went, "I recorded yesterday with a guy named Bob Moore, whose country band's looking for a bass player." Mm-hmm. And that was the Duwah Riders. So I called Bob Moore, and he said, "Call Kenny Lee Benson." And I spent the next 3 years with that group, and I've lived in that same neighborhood since 1984. And like I said, in 86, met Pammy, and found out that the greatest thing that ever happened to my songs was when she sang them. So long before we even started dating, she was singing my material.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and still to this day, when I write a new tune, I'm like, Pammy, what key could you sing this one in? So she's singing a couple of hers on this album, and she's singing several of mine.
It's called Seven Kisses.
Seven Kisses. It's just an EP of seven songs. And we usually charge $7, but I want you to have seven copies, absolutely.
Those are my seven kisses, right?
In fact, they can reach us at chadwatson.us or pamlo.com. That's L-O-E. And thank you so much, actually, for this time, being able to represent our homemade
and where
music.
Can people find the CD?
At chadwatson.us. Or pamlo.com to reach us online.
It's so brand new, though. Just got shrink-wrapped like the day before we came here, so it's not actually up on either one of our CDs websites, but it will be.
Are you going to be on CD Baby?
Yes, ma'am.
Baby and iTunes, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, go check it out. Pam and Chad, Seven Kisses is the name of the CD. Check that out on CD Baby and their websites, and I know you're going to love it because these are two amazingly talented people.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Well, thanks for dropping by and chatting with me for a few minutes here at the Far West Conference.
See you at the barbecue in Lee Summit at the Matheny Family Reunion.
There you go. Thank you so much. This is Kathy Forstie at the Far West Conference in Oakland, California.